It took an autopsy. But they're malbish plutim, even in that Tzulitina. It's facing a... on a Gemara and Gorin, etc. This is the hat most folks would assume to wear a plastic grain hat. This is the basic one. Plastic grain hat, the person would assume it's Muslim. It's terrible, even though it's absolutely, you know, even though it's really only coming to save your hat. Look, it's a driving rainstorm. It's a banal passion, but they're malvish plutum. Even in that Tzulitina, it's facing a Gemara and a Gorin, a Sester. This is the hat most folks would assume to wear a plastic grain hat. This is the basic one. Plastic grain hat, the person is still a Muslim. It's terrible, even though it's absolutely, you know, even though it's really only coming to save your hat. Look, it's a driving rainstorm. Just a little drizzle, you won't get wet anyway, your hat protects you. You know, the rain hat to protect the hat. It should get ruined. So absolutely Tina should be awesome. They say it's considered Derech Malbush. Rav Moshe argues that it's not Derech Malbush, and Rav Moshe's famous Pesach is. You know how to wear a rain hat. I mean, at first it comes into your hat, unless it's really pouring to the extent it would go right through your hat. So Rav Moshe's famous Pesach. Aye, Derech Malbush? No, it's not called Derech Malbush. The case of an Arab is Derech Malbush would be wearing in one hat, and the second hat extends beyond the first. 10 gallon hat or something like that. That would be a problem. That was here, but it's just a, it's a covering, he thought it's not going to be there at all. That's a much more sense. Yeah. Sorry? Everyone else going to measure. Everyone's going to measure. I know, right? Okay. Similar question comes up as far as the case of the Gemara and Akhir Av is resolved. It goes to the Kis Shalom, to the question of Halacha comes up with a woman who is a din of Nida. So the Post will say, if she's going with the moat just to protect herself, so the Post is not making it. But Moshe is an unbelievable children in the last sandwich, I think it's fine, incredible. A woman shouldn't wear anything internally, she should wear 3 or 4 layers of underpants, not all right, not shy of about that. So the rice is Muslim. But the problem is, if she would make what we call Hefzik Tara in Vida, no real doubt coming out. There's no doubt at all. Just want to make sure that Naki, halakhically, said the Post and Pastor correctly, I think, that she may not wear that in the street. So that's just a matzah. That's what I say, so don't use it. Not required to put it in the hand of the just forget about it. Shlomo Zalman's maker, I don't understand the school. Okay, how about walking the cane crutches? So the Shemarah passed in, based on the Gemara's, that it's mother only in a situation where there's no Zera, you can't walk without it. The only case that is if you can't walk without it. If no one has a cane, you can't take 2 steps, you can't walk around without a cane, then they're going to use that cane on Shabbos. So if you walk in the house without a cane, then you should not use a cane in the street on Shabbos. It's a very hard shock to find a lot of older people who would be shut in for this shock.
At home, they walk around?
If they walk around at home, even with a cane, even at home with a cane, they can't go from there to there without a cane. They look at the way in the street. Because it's part of them. It's considered part of them. If they walk around the house without a cane,
I'm saying,
whatever it is, they grab onto outside, a building, a car, something, they'll walk down the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
A big rough plug from Bryson Street, so you work, you carry a cane in that. But that doesn't take credit you again, you won't let those look at credit you for. That's a fancy thing, that's a study kind of thing. And a blind man can't go with a cane. I think yes, although some folks will say no. Because he could physically walk without the cane, but he wouldn't want to do it, they'd run over. fact, you know, here, Rabbi Shiva, so you may know you, to go on Shabbos without a cane. And I was always scared that he's across the street. Even with a cane, dangerous enough. It's your heart's not watching across the street. Without a cane, it's that much more dangerous. Yeah, of course, I'm still with no cane. Not one. I think he's full of them. I thought he was going to back up from him. I thought he was going to. The conventional postal passing up, the Mechal passing the bus. That was a shulman of men. Okay. What about a wheelchair? Goyish sign, it was invisible. It was cold and it was the Akum. If someone, another Jew is moving it to the us. On the Shabbat, the person himself is in the wheelchair, is himself moving the wheel.
Again,
I think that's what you do, why? By mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah. I'm assuming the notion around the right. Right, and Chaynot is that, no? I have one of the kind of acts for this person. Question, actually, question. Okay. Yeah, it's not a big question in that kind of situation. Crutches depend if you walk without them. If you walk without the crutches, then you're a problem. Doctors begin. What about another question? What if you can walk without it, you may not? In other words, you have a care, it's very common. You have a care, that means you're not permitted to put anywhere in a care, so you break your foot. In reality, you can. So I would say that I would be going to the hospital in that kind of case. Because
you can't
do it in a mindset. Yeah. My mission is later on, if Sama is going to go out with a Kamiya, the Kamiya, a charm, amulet. Apostles say that glasses go like a charm. One needs to wear a lot of glasses on charms. It's like a beggar, you're a malvish, it's like a charm. There's no chance you're going to take it off because you don't do it. You never take the rest of it. Some say that a hearing aid is the same category. Hearing aid goes to look at the college room. Hearing aid. That's a good question. I talked to a microphone in Shabbos.
Yeah. It took me 10 years to realize that it's such a problem.
Sure, it's a problem. How do you talk to someone with an hearing aid that's talking to a mic?
So if you can make a negative situation,
then you are. Yeah. Yeah. Post them all make them for various reasons. You have to talk directly into it, and
there
are
problems more
than the guy with the hearing aid. He never does that. What's wrong with the microphone? What's wrong with the microphone? But Moshe is 40 without the microphone. Number four is though, it's just like a home. Inami, and all four of you just buzz out, man. One of the reasons is just Shemi Taka Kashir. That's a good spell. A lot of my microphones are always adjusting. So you can argue, it's his problem. He's wearing the hearing aid. I'm not going to fix his hearing aid. That's the reason for the last door. That might be a possible cool for me to speak. What about a bike plate? Possible make on it for me.
Raising
the bottom.
No.
What's a bike plate?
Is that
meant
at all? I mean,
מאוד, זה משהו מפור. שלי זה בית על השאר, זה משהו מפור. פוס מנגל נעצים, זה מה כתה זה מפור. Okay, what about the yellow star of David, you know, those that make their way in the ghetto? What does that look for, nice? No, thank God, not in that case, but like a Seno Tenua. Is that heard of it? Seno Tenua. Right. May you wear Seno Tenua, the pyramid, on Shabbos. On Shabbos. The Pope on Omega, the ground. it's sewn in, on that ground, the Pope on Omega, it's sewn in. Shulchan Aruch talks about these kind of things. They've made a lot of the Zohar, but that's kind of Zion, Alex. But Noish of Zohar, Zagin, I'm rooted with Suso, is a mother, no child may take it off. No, but how can you dock it with that, for Ramon says? If I take it, I want to carry a key. Take a key and I'll sew it. No good. That's what we definitely normally sell like that, you know. Except the handkerchief sometimes in over here, this pocket you normally, maybe you have to sew it in over here, but let's say you sew it in over here to the pocket. That would be a movement. Okay? It ain't that good enough. It's also for what reason? So the Mishnah Berurah answers because of the Shaila, it's Xera, Mishnah Ain't a Mechuba, it's not normal. And the Mordechai asked the Medina, it's from the Shinnun, because it's a Makkah. The only time you can consider an object that's thrown in to be puzzled by the beggar is when it's wrong. And therefore you ask this handkerchief nowadays. You know, it's not a handkerchief, like you want to put a handkerchief on your like a coat or a sleeve. You better watch. If the handkerchief's not normal to sew in nowadays, and therefore it's no good. It's no good. Yeah, a button. That'd be a chashki. That'd be a regular jewelry. It'd be a chashki that may take it off. Or maybe the she showed it on that. Some folks may think it's like a handkerchief out of Kalach and Yad if it's Shafora Briefs. Some sofas have it. When the Eruv, when you had to go Chutz L'Eruv, you had to go Chutz L'Eruv, you would take a handkerchief and tie around his foot. On the ground of his lips. Gobel covered a Briefs, Gobel also has a Shavatar, the Rabbon. Interesting concept. Here's a double Rabbon, it's Kalach and Yad. Plus his, there's no Shuram, I don't think everything. So you'd come out and turn on his foot. Matter of where are you going? If you're going home, at home you have... If you're going on the street proper. Yeah. I mean, nice to see how people are out of traffic. Yeah. So. Come on the street. You're going to stop the Shabbat. They walk the shul. Not there. They can't walk for 5 minutes to shul.
He's a shack in the chalice. He's been in the chalice. He's not...
Yeah. We discussed that. So it's about the Bible in the Shalom. And the Tom. She read it. You know what
that's
what? Well, really, I mean, I know how to do this a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe it just means you sneeze.
No.
Spit out.
Yeah.
Spit out the...
Right.
Usually it doesn't resist, maybe. It's constant sneezing or spitting out. It doesn't usually mean, usually not, kind of gets a bit. A bad cold, that's what the big problem is. Yeah, but now I count the shoe, they always get tissues and paper, and the hip shoe itself. Yeah, stop. The window, take the handkerchief off your foot, blow your nose, put it back on your foot.
No.
So what do you do? I'm just pointing out that because Thomas gives like a must have been an emergency case, because what are we going to do? Leave the handkerchief there, I guess. I don't know what we're going to do. How often do they hang it up? Either the, you know, wear it around the neck, the I don't like it too well. Or the belt, you're too anxious, unless you're very skinny. So you have time before Shabbos, it's a lot of Buddhism there. Oh, yeah, not around here. Yeah. The belt. The belt, you have to blow your nose, so you put it back on the belt. The worst way is your pants will do it. It's around your body, touching your skin, you're not going to want to use it in that way, and put it on the back behind your neck. It's ridiculous. So therefore, I would recommend if you have to do it, do the belt. Or else, you should pack blood or not, cover up your put it around your pants, and fly it around, crazy ones. Okay. Now there's a Gemara here in the Sanon Beis, talks about Tabat. Two kinds of Tabot, Yesh Bechos and Ein Bechos. A signet ring and a plain ring. So, there's a whole discussion over there, a man and a woman, the man has with her with a signet and a woman without a signet. Very complicated. We don't have signets nowadays, so we're concerned primarily with Tavshidim, should not involve with Tabat, B'li Tabat. B'li Chos, So what does it come out? The Pasha Pshat is that it's either Chai or Pasha, but it's never Mutter. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara in Tamar Bay.
Is it
a
signet ring?
We
have a ring on the
hand. Stav HaShem Yitzhah, but Tabat, but never came Asher. HaShverish had a signet ring. Whenever the Chama and the Russia came in and told him, I want to kill a Jew, he went, bang, that was the ring, and that was it. That's it, though. Yeah.
No, we have that, we have seals on it.
Not a Republican put a certain seal. Ain't that right, ring? Okay. What about something with a double use? It's a toxic and sort of dysfunctional as well. It's a serious problem. Yeah.
So the reason was
the
temperature of the
building,
and twice the
right. It is like regular tachshit. That's the point, it's like regular tachshit.
Oh, so
it's not supposed to make the growth. Because it's mana there, because it could be mutter, it's mana. And they talk about a man, this is a man and a woman. A man is mana gemara, not to wear a tachshit. You have to wear a ring without a distinguished considered a muscle. Totally abnormal for a man to wear a ring then, unless it's a business venture, a signet ring. So that he's the right. However, there's man out there, many costs to maintain, it's very normal for men to wear rings. I recommend it, but it's never despite my taste, it's very normal for men to wear rings. And therefore, for a man to wear a ring, it's no longer needs to be right. If it needs to be right, it's not a master. And now he's a bonus, because why? Because why? Because why? Buddha Shoes shows me and they won't take it off, or there's reason before. And therefore, many men wear rings as man as that. So I just didn't let them be. What?
I
don't know. I'm not a Shoes either, but this is. Blue Shoes. Yeah. They offer wedding bands, I don't like. They have a wedding band often, even though it's not given at the chasana, it's given. Four or whatever. I just don't. A little wedding band. The Goyish is not. And then I just don't. The Goyish is not evident, so there's more Goyish. I don't think it's the right idea. Okay. The college ring. The Shiva don't have it. The college ring. I trust in every coming. Where's the coming? Yes. I said I left the tape. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. What about double function? It's decorative, it's also functional. So the Rosh, for the Geshe Rosh and Yerushalmi, Shalmi was devil as devil. I believe the Zevel is that. Some of them the Zevel that means for men and for women. So each proportion of the Zevel that means for functional and touch. And it's also. Why is it asur? Why is it asur? Because a person, a roi yomar, then he's taking out a Torah passage. Perhaps a maratayim. He quotes, and then Rashi concludes, and Ashna go amekyo, they're out there, they're Mordechai Pasuk, and Ashna go amakmir, but they were makmir, they were magos, they were amekyo, they showed keter. It's when a silver key hanging from your belt. Now, the Mechaba quotes two days, like silver keys. And the keys were just hanging out, hanging in the belt. The Chartin of the Aloch explained that the whole Machlokas is we are taking it out to Shem Tashmish as well. And maybe also Shem Tashmish, it's a question of the name today, people may think we're only doing it with Shem Tashmish. But if in reality you're only taking it with Shem Tashmish, then it certainly ought to be good. That's a big problem with all these pins that people wear, they wouldn't have a pin. It's the only one Shabbos. They never wear anything, they never just be dead in the finish of the Shabbos. But clearly, if that's the case, they don't view it as Tashmish. They view it as some kind of ugly thing which they're never forced to wear, and they try to make it as palatable and as presentable as possible. So they don't wear it to a chasana, they don't wear it to a bar mitzvah, they don't wear it to a sheva brachos, only wear it to a shabbos. No, pocket keys are better. Pocket keys could be a bit tougher for the what do you call it? The tie. It does have a tie. You're right, the person only wears high from key, only on shabbos, then it's improbable. I don't know if people, because of this, they have a tie from key. Name on it, silver, and they wear it all week long.
They wear it all
week
long, so that
they
can say they're also going to sell.
That they wear, that this is their
type of more like
they wear it
all week long,
means, correct?
There's
some way they wouldn't wear it all week long, just to be able to say.
Right?
Let's say they don't wear it all week, but it holds down the tie. If you didn't have a key on top of it,
right.
You need another piece of metal.
Right. Right. You wouldn't have that penny, but another penny. So it's nice, yeah, to talk to
them.
Look at
the
design of the
key.
That is the design of the key. That's the Shvach HaHetah. The Shvach HaHetah. The best Hetah for a key, for a man, is to wear a part of his belt. So it's called Poretis. So it goes to the more later on. You should Poretis. The boy had that shadow to the back, or the shadow, take you like Torah, no? It's a take you, spend time with family days. Take you. And the Rosh Paschim, that this, we should grab the right to a machmir. So that means, of course, you're wearing a belt in your pants, you know, it's part of your belt, you're wearing a key, means you're holding the belt, we should grab the right. The chara. So all the stone throwers who are ripping on the air are also Paschim, there's no shadow, they're wearing a belt. With the key? Oh, you can get out. Let's see them say that they hold better than Koretz. Koretz means, but what should you should now have the time to tip off our egos. Lotus is not caught in the shots. You can say, I don't know if I should take the fake out and have a little kerchief and try to get it around the nut, and it'll serve a function at that moment. But as soon as she gets home, she'll take it apart, give the nut to her son, and never the twain shall meet, but another man can eat it off or play with it, we'll never let the other cushion again. One can argue that if you have a belt, the key is part of the belt, not this, literally or permanently, or, you know, even not every single day, but there's one that's going on and off. If there's a long period of time, or Shabbos, and even more, then we'll go on with better, maybe even the Shabbos, the right might be Muslim. So that's the best type of our cushion does. For a man to carry a key, and as a result, when I was, after we were married, my wife never carried a key, ever. To this day, she never carried a key in shop. I can't find a head good enough for her to carry a key. Anyway, okay, this is just a different head. But I always carried a key myself. When I had a carrier, I carried my belt.
Which one?
That's the best thing to do, go to the east side, find out and book into it. You make that thing, this thing should be the key.
So, why is that any better
instead not as broken. What I have that. I have the elastic bell, which I used to, you know, as you use the key, it's clipped on.
Right.
It's also better. It's a little better. What? Yeah, talk is pretty good at it, but not as good as this.
That's
not far
enough.
Correct? That's the best habit. For a woman, I don't know. So I used to say, what?
Is there enough in that?
Sure, there's far enough. Maybe I reckon. The women, I used to sort of a different habit, but I found them in my refusal room. I used to think of a habit called charm bracelet. I went up charm bracelets and there's a lot of things hanging. I once saw her by a guy. The keys are hanging. Part of the charms. I said, oh, I found a fantastic habit. Because Maharaj, what's wrong? My wife explained to me that the keys that are dangling from the charm bracelets are too light. They aren't, because it was like a male key or something of that order, a little bit bigger. The heavy keys they used to open our doors, feel as though you can use it because it weighs down on the hand. And I don't know if you consider it a normal charm, if it's, you know, again, you wouldn't wear it during the week, practically, because it's too heavy. Shame, that would have been a good habit. Yeah, that's the best stuff.
It's
expensive.
You already have a lock in
your
door,
didn't you? First of all, during that time, there's an extra lock. Always walk in extra security. Right? Don't put it that way.
Combination
lock. You have the shoe. Combination lock. Press three numbers. You get it? So the person says, I don't want to take out my lock from the lock. I'm going to air this lock. And then shower. Leave all the way over to the locks open and just do the lock with combination lock. With extra security. Everyone says, oh, you're over by the locks. That's what I recommend. What about a watch? Would it be a lot of a diatribe against the pocket watch? Oh, it's unbelievable. It's a tremendous attack.
You talking about a pocket watch or
a thought of pocket watch? The other diatribe attacking a whole polemic against it. Somebody was not there to stop pocket watch. I know he's a friend. How can he do it? How can he not do it? You should have a talk away. It's attack. All the posts in the CG contemporary. Go to the left, go to the top of Africa. How can he do it against all the posts? I mean, I'll be so terrible. The Bialok has a kasha. To say that you can't see it. But the lust of the Gemara is, based on Shemarah posts the Gemara, that a woman can go out with an etzadah, has a root of a shoal, with a, foot, whatever, which we never reveal. That's exactly the reason why it's worthless. Because you better take it off, but you can't. But she sneers, you see it on there, and you're invisible. He says, well, I said, knowledge is it. Nope. Shemarah had a tchir, so that's exactly the reason for the man level, the matter of the pocket watch, and so for the Gemara. Then he said, what about the chain? Chain, or
watch
with a chain, and it hangs. I mean, men will go with it as good as they want. But there's a necklace, and it's chain, the watch hanging over here. Oh, I thought there are two types. Well, the chain over here, right?
The best.
The best, right. Then either the best is like either of them.
Probably
around
the
neck
is better than the best.
Doesn't like anything, because the ikar kavanah is the passion, she says. It's supposed to be shown. Kavanah is for use, it's no good. What happens if we wear it even if it doesn't work? As a decoration, should be good, right? So there's a pocket watch, like a stick, and that was a battery symbol.
Classic.
Then it should be mutter. If you wear it on the watch style, it should be mutter. Doesn't like it anyway. It's a roa yoga, it's a pretty awesome little series, and it's a shami set. I don't know. You don't do it, you wear a pocket watch. Not to open the shutter, but it has to be a lot of things to indicate. Now, the Shmir Shabbos passing that a hand watch is no shadow whatsoever. Why? He says it was there.
What?
But why? I probably it's functional as well as being decorative. He says, yeah, but it's functional and decorative at the same time. Shmir Shabbos is slow. that when the problem took two functions, the building took two functions simultaneously, here it took both at the same time, I didn't have to. Just because it had to be functional too. That's a slur. Not so great slur either, yeah. Not so much for that shoe either. The merchant passed the show in the hand watching Buddha, because they're malish. They're malish. Because even in the case where you would take it off if it stops, it still wouldn't work. What kind of business is this? What kind of head is this? There are knowledge. That is, there are knowledge of separate head, even if it's Kavanah to use it. How do you see? Habash yesh bakosam. Habash yesh bakosam. Right? It's considered mutter. Meet your din. For a man. I was for use. Doesn't that? Put the Rashi in a kufkaf. The Rashi to say, the person carries a handkerchief, the derech malbush, and his intention is purely for what? To wipe his eyes. That's like our case. It's around his neck. Really, it's a scarf, for real, for heaven. But if he really wants to do it, he can't get to blow his nose to wipe his eyes. That's the case of Rashi in a kufkaf of an hour. The Rashi is a Muslim. As long as derech malbush, that's the chakra and everything. There are moral evidence, even if it's really the shame passage. Therefore, he's the hand watch is considered to be there accomplished. And therefore, he passed with a lot of wear watch. Of course, there's a hospital, the shield broken and everything else. But he passed with it into what? I don't know. Can you argue that question? People do argue. They watch with us. I don't wear watch.
You think it's going to be more after than just kind of asking yourself a question?
I don't know. I'm not sure why. I really don't know. I mean, the Chorus, why is a good one, though? Why is a good one? Apparently, there are knowledge. But the question wasn't, do you consider there are knowledge? Just what it happens to be around it is good. I mean, the case of a bunch of greens are not quite the same. According to the case of a pseudo, the Tabat is a bit of a rhyme. Tabat is also not a rhyme.
That's not such a good
rhyme.
Watch. You wear it on Shabbos, you're not wearing it.
So therefore, obviously, it's just for decorative. I'm a big businessman all week long, and now I'm showing you how I do this. It could be. But it's better not to wear it. Do what? Sure. That's right. Yeah. What about reserve buttons on the inside of the raincoat? It's a very serious shower. Every time I buy a raincoat, I have a reserve button. Well, the mine doesn't for some reason. I must have taken it off. I looked for one, my button fell off. I looked for my reserve button. I must have lost the button. I don't know what happened to it. But it's the problem I said, believe it or not. However, the Shabbos is make of it. This is buckled from the baggage, and therefore it's sewed on, and it's normal to sew it on. You know, it's best to take it off, and then you sew it back on to the same garment, you know, the different place, the same garment. I think it's a different effort. You guys, let me think about it. Buckled from the baggage, you
think
twice.
Except we don't think about it.
What?
I don't even know if I have one.
You don't know if you have one. You don't even think about it. For that same reason, I thought that the feather of the cap, the literal feather cap, should be simply mutter that we have in our hat.
It should be mutter anyway.
Why?
It's not part of the hat.
Part of the hat, exactly. You don't think about it. Shabbos is not so vocal about that. I think in Israel, you know, it doesn't come with the hat. It's in the hat. It's to go out and buy a feather to match the hat, comes in the hat. I think it comes right together. It's sort of easy to pull one in, pull out, it's all done in the store. I think it's
what the father. All right. What about the times when you have any other feelings? far as Tukhi Singh, as far as maybe a candidate.
No, but so you know, cover is your hat may blow off and you carry the hat. If you bring off your hat in the atmosphere, you wouldn't go down atmosphere without a hat.
Is that why don't we consider our hats the hat of the uncle?
Right, so I think that's why I put the hat on the uniform.
But even though it says I don't have it,
but
If you don't know the answer, then you're saying what problems?
What problems? Okay. What about tzitzis? The whole discussion involves people on the test. Whether the tzitzis chashiv v'lo ma'amik. The tzitzis great. The puzzles into the mitzvah, you can be wearing Shabbos in the matzah. Why? The Rashi thing is tzitzis discussion. Tosef explains that you want to fix it up. You plan to put it in the fourth screen in the understanding situation. Put it east first. The talus cover does no shear. We wouldn't. The color from the shower, the width is just too small. According to far, Rashi goes, so we wouldn't wear a shower. I mean, we might. I don't think we have tzitzis, but we know each other so. Why? There's no tails. You know, possibly. No tails. And you don't have to fix it. That's the way it's going to be forever. The Rambam is the Shabbos in the second paragraph. He argues, he holds that you cannot, the mere fact that it's done the Shem Mitzvah is enough to answer it on Shabbos. It's not your Mitzvah. The fact that it's done the Shem Mitzvah and it's not a Mitzvah makes it into a Masa. But the Posh Shabbos, we don't pass on the Rambam. The Posh Rambam is a very proud way to put on Shabbos. The Rabbat Tashkent to Balamor, Elod, and Kailas, and the Kilat, and the Kailas can carry with it, and Shabbat, and the B, and that's his whole, that's what that's his argument over there. Yeah. And the Rabbat is not with it, and Shabbat. No, Kailas, Balamor, she doesn't have it. We don't see that. It's of course relevant to all the buttons that become loose. But the Kamus is a real shadow of itself. Because it's not functional right now. And it's not follow to the beggar either, because we don't want to just throw it out, we want to fix it. That's the problem. But the Kamus has become too loose to be used, it's a problem of itself.
What do you do?
Make it, I guess. And then it comes loose in the spot. You can't rip it off either. It's sort of stuck. Then you drop it in the street either. The boys were telling me already from one of the sifters, he saw him in shop and saw him sort of loose. He dropped his coat, dragged right in the street. Yeah. Show you what we have sort of on the area, like it does make a special, it's a big reveal stuff. Special coat.
I would just keep them looking.
Yeah.
During the cold, the person had a loose button.
What do you do?
It wouldn't necessarily rip it off. And it might be so much at that. It looks much better with the
gut
there.
Oh, that's what I was saying. The gut might serve a cosmetic function, a decorative function. Sure. Even if here it's too loose, but it looks nice. Oh, it's bad.
How often do you button that? Once in the other one? How often do you
button?
And
half when
you
button it? Button every day.
Alright.
But, this I don't. These certainly don't. It's very decorative. Could be. What about a, like a hook in the back of the coat, okay, the winter coat. If one, it falls off on the side. So the shirur passes off, the shirur
falls
off. What? It falls off? One side is tangled, it's dangling, so you want to fix it, it's not fixed yet. So the other part's going to make it.
Again, if it's, why is the loop on there, is it not carrying?
If it's functional, it's for the beggar. If it loses its function, it's not for the beggar. But if you just tend to leave it there forever, it's the way it is. So, but right now the way it is, so the hanging clip. So if you try to fix it tomorrow, So right now it's hanging on, but not the way it's supposed to be. That would be this, for the sun process. How does this appear? It's
still above the vector.
Alrighty. Let's stop here. I don't know if it's done. It's done. She is soon. What we need tomorrow?